Thank you for tuning in to Moments of Love from A to Z, a podcast dedicated to providing short bursts of love and inspiration to brighten your day. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to never miss an episode. In a world that can be busy and overwhelming, we believe that everyone can benefit from a little more love in their life. Our podcast is designed to offer uplifting stories and messages in a quick and easily digestible segments so that you can always find a moment of love, no matter how busy your day may be. Each episode features a different letter of the alphabet and a love story to match, covering everything from the simple pleasures of life to the grandest gestures of romance. We believe that love comes in all shapes and sizes, and that every moment of love has the power to make a difference. Whether you're seeking inspiration, comfort, or just a little pick-me-up, we invite you to join us on this journey through the alphabet of love. Thank you for listening to Moments of Love from A to Z. And again, don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to stay up to date on our latest episodes. F is for fountain. Oh, how sweet the sound of water flowing from the fountain that in the garden's glowing, a place where love may blossom and grow and its beauty and warmth forever show. In fair Verona, there was a young maid whose beauty was as radiant as the sun's warm shade. Her name was Juliet, and she was the fairest, a goddess in the eyes of all who saw her rarest. One day, as she sat by the fountain's brink, a young man appeared with whom she did link. His name was Romeo. He was of good grace. He came to her with gentle words and a loving face. Their love grew fast and pure like the fountain's water, their passions unending, their devotion never falter. They sat by the fountain and spoke of their love, as if the water itself was listening from above. But fate intervened, and their families did clash. Their love was forbidden, and their happiness turned to ash. Yet they vowed to meet by the fountain once more, and hold each other forever, as they did before. Alas, their meeting was a tragic fate. A mistake had been made, and their love was too late. Romeo lay by the fountain, his lifeless form still. Juliet could not bear it and fell, as if by the fountain's will. Their love did not die, but it was not to be. Their spirits lived on, together eternally. And by the fountain, they could be seen at night, dancing in each other's arms, bathed in its light. The fountain had become a symbol of their love, their devotion to each other, like the water above, and all who saw it could feel the warmth of their passion and the beauty of their love, a love that would never ration. And so, the fountain remained a place of true love, a place where Romeo and Juliet could be seen from above. Their love had transcended the bounds of time, and forever would it be remembered like a sweet chime. Thank you for taking a few of your precious moments and spending them with this podcast. If you like this podcast, please take a moment and rate and review it. Also, check out the companion podcast to this one called Moments of Horror from A to Z. Finally, if you'd like to connect with us, you can check us out on the web at all of the social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Moments of Podcast. You can also email us at momentsofpodcast@gmail.com. Till next time, I'm your host, KG Heartstopper. And as always, remember, you matter. You mean something. Go be kind.